Thank you, Mr. Chair. The delegation of Jamaica thanks the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Development, Mr. Surya Deva, and the Chair of the Expert Mechanism on the Right to Development, Ms. Isabelle Durant, for their statements to this 25th session of the Intergovernmental Working Group on the Right to Development. My delegation welcomes the focus on public awareness for informed and enhanced participation of all stakeholders, reiterating the indispensable nature of partnerships and international cooperation to address the myriad of global collective challenges, including climate change. As a small island developing state, Jamaica has inherent vulnerabilities that must be managed and mitigated to build resilience and sustain growth. These vulnerabilities are in part the result of the country's geographic location, as well as susceptibility to external economic shocks. Jamaica's location in the second most disaster-prone region in the world remains a source of real concern. With the adverse effects of climate change continuing to impact critical sectors for economic growth and development, such as agriculture, fisheries, energy, and tourism. With 90% of its GDP linked to coastal regions, building climate resilience is an urgent need and a top development priority for the country. The Government of Jamaica has therefore taken proactive steps to strengthen our policy and regulatory framework and enhance data quality for informed decision-making towards resilience building. A significant stride in this direction was the strengthening of a disaster risk financing through the issuance of a catastrophe bond, securing $185 million in financial protection for the period 2021 to 2023 in the event of major storms. The support and commitment of major economies, however, remains critical if we are to limit global temperature increase to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, since they account for over 80% of greenhouse gas emissions, while SIDS only contribute 1%. Without adequate financing, the aspirations of the Paris Agreement remain elusive. Jamaica, therefore, is pleased that COP28 agreed on the operationalization of the Loss and Damage Fund, and wholeheartedly thank those that have already made pledges to the fund. Regrettably, Mr. Chair, the amount pledged is not sufficient. As documented in reports by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, estimates currently stand in the trillions of US dollars. We therefore wish to underscore the importance of developed countries honoring their commitments on climate financing, including for the Loss and Damage Fund, and in ensuring the transfer of technology to facilitate the implementation of mitigation and adaptation measures in SIDS. Jamaica is also urging emerging and developed economies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in keeping with commitments under the Paris Agreement and the UAE consensus, and to deliver on commitments made related to climate financing. As we prepare for COP29, which will be held in November this year in Azerbaijan, it is critical for the global economy, for the global community, to build on the achievements made at COP28 as we seek to keep the 1.5 goal alive. In closing, my delegation looks forward to the upcoming studies, including those on climate finance vulnerability and responsibility, and climate justice, sustainability, and the right to development from the expert mechanism, as well as the launch of the development dialogues by the Special Rapporteur. Thank you, Chair.